This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullen. Since the mass shooting in Las Vegas less than 3 weeks ago, lawmakers on Beacon Hill in Boston have fast-tracked an attempt to ban so-called bump stocks. Those are the devices the gunman used to make his semi-automatic weapon fire as quickly as an automatic machine gun. Today at the State House, a hearing was held on the ban, but as WBUR's Steve Brown tells us, the hearing was a bit unusual.
Good morning. Welcome to the State House and this public informational hearing.
It began just like any other State House hearing. But after Senator Michael Moore called it to order and asked if anyone wanted to testify regarding the two proposals aimed at banning the so-called bump stocks, there was silence.
Okay. I guess we'll sit here for a few minutes and wait to see if anyone comes in to testify.
So Moore and his colleagues sat and eventually began commenting on the two versions now attached to a budget bill making its way through the legislature. The Senate version, which identifies the bump stocks by name, and a House version that some say could be open to a broader interpretation. Panel member Senator Will Brownsberger says he's heard from several gun owners, some opposed to any ban on principle, but others open to restrictions.
A great many of them said, look, bump stocks are not even safe. To shoot because they reduce the accuracy of the weapon and make it unstable. The weapons that they are attached to are not really designed for rapid fire, and so they overheat and, bad things can happen as a result.
As the senators were waiting, Jim Wallace, the executive director of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts, entered the hearing room but opted not to testify. After the hearing, he explained why.
It's a done deal. I mean, I've already said what I had to say to all the legislators, so there's really no sense in me testifying about something that's already happened.
Wallace says while unhappy with the process, he and his members favor the Senate version of the ban.
And while a lot of our members still don't support it, at least it's very concise as to what it does, and the average person can actually read it and pretty much understand what it's supposed to do and not supposed to do.
Wallace says the House language could be interpreted to mean someone who cleans their gun so it fires more efficiently might be subject to imprisonment.
Anyone here wishing to testify?
At the hearing, finally a state representative came forward and briefly testified that he too favors the Senate language, explaining why he was just one of three House members to vote no on the House version. Senator Moore then gaveled the hearing to a close. He says he's disappointed others didn't come to testify.
I would have liked to have more input from the public on bump stocks, the trigger cranks, but we've got to deal with the information that we have. I think credit should be given to both the House and the Senate for acting rapidly on this issue. I just hope that we can come to some sort of resolution.
The chairs of the House and Senate Ways and Means Committee have been working to reach a compromise in the hopes of avoiding the need for a conference committee. They hope to have the budget bill with some sort of a bump stock ban on the governor's desk by the end of the month. Governor Baker has indicated he will likely sign it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.